Good morning. I'm starting Siman Beis. Now, Siman Beis through Siman Hay, or actually even through Siman Zion, deals with the question of what's the status of Peiros. So we already discussed foods which normally are eaten as for satiation purposes, are eaten as to be accompaniment to the bread. So those are included in the bracha of the bread, and that's not a question. Now we're dealing with something which is not necessarily so. So we're going to recognize a few things. One is that if he actually eats it with breads, then you go back to the regular din of ikur and tefil. So bread is always considered an ikur. So if you eat the peiros with bread, so then there's no need for the bracha on the peiros. Number two, sometimes a person will make a meal out of peiros, peiros being part of the ikur, part of the meal, and then it would be considered secondary to the bread, as opposed to eating it for purposes of pleasure. He's eating it to satiate himself. So what do you have to do in that situation to show that it's included with the bread? Maybe you just eat the first bite with bread, which is not normally how you eat peiros. Or the first and last bite with bread. Maybe you don't have to eat it with bread at all. But we recognize that there's a case where you can actually make the meal with peiros, and you're going to need to do something in order to indicate that that's what your intent was, and then there's no need to eat to make a bracha on the peiros. Now the question is, in the case which he's going to deal with in Siman Beis, a case where, so that's where you've made the meal out of peiros. So in that situation, your intent is to fill yourself up with peiros. What about a case where you're having other foods in the meal, and then you're also having peiros? So, ha'isa ikur sedasa al devar mecherim, v'echol gam kein peiros. If you're having other foods, and also peiros, so then we assume that the other foods are for purposes of satiating the person, and the peiros are not for that purpose. So in a peiros nasim tefil, el bezman she'ochlim ima pas. So then the only way we can make the peiros tefil is we eat the peiros with bread. But if a person does not eat the peiros with bread, we look at the peiros as being independent of the bread, and they require their own bracha. If you eat the peiros without bread, even if some of the peiros that you ate with bread, so you had these small berries and you decided to eat some of them together with the bread, that doesn't mean that your purpose over here is to be tefil to the bread. So the ones you ate with bread are tefil to the bread, and the ones that you didn't aren't. So you would still need a bracha on those that you're eating without separate from the bread. Even though your first three berries that you ate together with the bread, and those would be tefil to the bread and not need a bracha, but the ones that you're eating now, not with the bread, will require a bracha. Because since that's not the normal way to be kaveya suda, on peiros, so we need something greater of indication that that's what your intent is, and we assume that's not your intent. Again, that doesn't override the regular din of eat something with two things together, that there's a concept of ikur and tefil. Well, that's the regular din of ikur and tefil, nothing to do with the din of suda. That's true independent of the chashivas of bread. But now we're trying to say, even I'm not eating with the bread, it's secondary to the bread because it's for the ikur of the suda. So that halacha doesn't apply to peiros. V'gam hu l'kavas sudasa alayin, and we don't see that he made his meal out of peiros, like we're going to see later on. But in case where he made the meal out of peiros, okay, that's a different ball game. But he didn't do that. He's eating other foods. So again, we assume that the other foods become the ikur, are the regular meal, and this is just for tainu. Now, the Chayyadim points out, Abu Bracha Chorna ain't in Tzarech Levarach. That doesn't mean he has to eat it, say Bracha Chorna. Shabirchas Amozen Pateris Koma Shoichu Basuchas Suda. But since he did eat it in the context of the Suda, so benching at the end of the Suda covers all foods which were eaten, even if they weren't eaten as the same way benching covers. Benching is on bread, so that's very nice, you're benching on bread, but you also ate meat, so you should eat bread and fushes for the meat. So that we understand that as much as you're saying that the bread, the meat is tovel to the bread for the bracha rishona, it's tovel to the bread for the bracha achrona. But now that we have something which is not tovel to the bread for the bracha rishona, so maybe we should argue that it would not be tovel to the bread for the bracha achrona, and it should need its own bracha. The answer is no. Birchas Hamazon is to for the what's eaten in the context of the meal. Now you can't bench on fruit. Say a person eats an apple, instead of saying a brain of Foshos, he benches, he's not Yotzi, so he has to say a brain of Foshos, because that's not the correct bracha achrona. But once it's eaten in the context of a meal, benching will cover it. Okay, let's hold it here. And meanwhile, have a good day.